Just a very quick recap of what GovZero is. It starts at late 2012, and it's a way for all the domain names in Taiwan that belongs to government. It ends with gov.tw, right? I think in France, it ends with gov.fr. And so basically, what the GovZero is that it's a concentrated effort for the grassroots people to build for each government website the same website, but it ends with g0v.tw, so that it's kind of a shadow government. So when people go to the environmental agency, env.gov.tw, they change the O to a zero and they get into the shadow environmental agency, which displays the same kind of information, but in a much more intuitive, interactive, open data kind of way. And when the real environmental agency in Taiwan thinks it's a good idea, then it would merge that back, and so it will become the official website. So it's a way for people to prototype for the government in an unsolicited fashion, and so for people to experiment different ways of how the public administration would reach its audience and its users. So the reason why it could involve so many people is that the government, especially the national government, the city government, have very different concerns. And within the national government, every ministry, every department also has its own concern. So for people in the civil society, some care about the environment, some care about human rights, some care about, you know, financial integrity and things like that, education. And so for each of those civic groups, they would reimagine the shadow governments, their ministry, in their own image, so to speak. And so because people's interests are as diverse as the governmental functions, that's why we can involve so many people, because we don't have to have one set agenda. It's just everybody working out what they care about.